7.71 million treatments still needed to be carried out at the end of October. That's down from 7.77 in the previous month. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the government's continually investing to try to tackle the backlogs.
With £1 billion of extra funding, now that's going on things like expanding A&E departments, putting more ambulances on the road, and crucially discharge in the social care sector so that people can go back to their homes, back to their local communities once they've finished being in hospital and we can free up that capacity.
Vladimir Putin claims foreign aid is running out for Ukraine.
Unless they want to come to terms peacefully, we have to take some action, including military action. But today, Ukraine virtually produces or manufactures nothing.
For the first time since its invasion, Russia's president is hosting a major news conference as he takes questions from the public and journalists. Over 2 million queries were submitted. Last week, Mr. Putin confirmed he'd run again for president in March. A major incident's been declared as one person remains unaccounted for following a huge fire at an industrial estate in South Wales. Witnesses reported hearing a loud explosion before last night's blaze at Treforest. A charity is warning that more than 300,000 people in England will likely be without a home this Christmas. Shelter says levels of homelessness are 14% higher than last year. Britain is going to be the base for a new project to build stealth fighter jets. The UK has signed an international treaty with Japan and Italy with the aim of planes flying by 2035. And with Christmas just around the corner, Tesco has had to recall one of its stuffing products over fears it contains moths. The supermarket has apologised. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Top temperature is going to be 7 degrees, drizzle and light rain and some winds as well. Looking pretty overcast here in Brentwood. So, that's your weather. It should remain dry from about 1 o'clock onwards, but there is a chance of some more rain this morning.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting excellence with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next 3 hours here with Eat My Brunch. And my guest today is Cormac Thompson, who is a sensational 14-year-old singer. Been playing out one of his tracks on the show. Excuse me. And we're going to be talking to him about his album as well. That's a little bit later, just after 12 o'clock. And interestingly enough, he's got one of those beautiful choir boy voices, and during the making of the album his voice broke, and it's totally I think it's about the first album that's ever done this, where he's actually started with his young lad's voice, and then it's gone into being where his voice is broken. I'm saying all the wrong terminology. I know what I need to, what I mean to say, but it's incredible. But I really love his voice. So you can check out his album. He's got so many followers online, and his album is out now. We've been playing Free to a New World on the show, so we'll be chatting to him about his album and loads more. That'll be interesting. That's coming up after 12. What else? Well, yesterday, I have to tell you, where were you yesterday, Michelle? We missed you, did you? So what happened yesterday? I've got to quickly tell you, because I just can't quite believe what happened. I have to go every couple of years to go and have an MRI scan because I had a pituitary tumour. If you listen to the show, I do mention it occasionally, but I had a pituitary tumour which was operated on. They went through my hooter, my nose, and broke the bone in the back, and then they go into like near to where your sort of eyes are. It sounds really horrible. And then they nip the tumour off of the pituitary gland. And that regulates all your hormones and stuff, your pituitary gland. And what it was doing was causing something called acromegaly. And you can look that up online. It basically, acromegaly over a period of time will disfigure your face. It changes your hands and feet, get bigger, your tongue, distorts all your facial features, your nose, your bones. It can affect your internal organs. And some people are born with this growth hormone that just goes mad and they can't do anything about it. Other people, they can, you know, give medication and it will sort it. And other people get it when they're older if they've got a pituitary tumour, which is what I had. So anyway, I go every couple of years and they'll do an MRI scan just to check that everything's as it was from the operation and there's no issues. So I went into London for the scan, and it was like a donut looking machine, because now some of these machines are so new they don't look like the old ones. These look like a bit like coffins. It's not like this. It's a really nice one. So I went in there, and afterwards I was meeting my friend for lunch, and we were going out in the evening to go to the theatre. So anyway, I got there, I laid on the metal bed, and I said I've got a bad back. I said I'll need something underneath my legs, I can't lay flat like this. So I put my legs, they had my legs up slightly, and I was laying there, and then I had to have the line put in to have a drip in my arm. Not a drip, they put a coloured dye, sorry. So they do part of the scan for about 30 minutes, then you come out and you stay on the bed, and they basically put the dye through your vein, and then you go back in and they carry on with the scan. It's amazing what they can do. Anyway, so that was absolutely fine, and I don't panic when I'm having these things done. I just shut my eyes. That's my best advice. You've got to go for any sort of MRI scan. If you're a bit claustrophobic, shut your eyes. Don't open your eyes once. I didn't open my eyes once. Even when I came out and they were doing the fluid into the dye into my arm, I thought, just don't open your eyes, because I've got a cage kind of thing over my face, you see. So I thought, don't open your eyes, because this is the best thing. Then you don't get claustrophobic. Just you can pretend you're on a beach somewhere. Although I felt my fillings, okay, pulling a little bit, because they say to you, have you got any metal? I had no jewellery on, no metal, but obviously I've got fillings. And I was like, I'm sure I can feel my teeth sort of vibrating a bit. Anyway, I was fine. I thought, don't panic, don't open your eyes. So anyway, I had the scan done, and then went to get off the bed. And I said, it'd take me a bit of time. I said, because my back might lock up a bit anyway. Oh, my word. I tried to get off the bed, and I tried to sit up, and I said, I'm really sorry. I said, I can't move. I had to have one of the radiographers had to come in and held my hands so I could walk back to where I, you know, got my boots and my coat and everything else. Then I came out of that room. I said, oh, I'm all right now. And I shuffled along, and I thought, something's not right with my back. Anyway, I literally had to shuffle back to Stepney Green Station, all the way down the stairs. I had to hold on. I felt like somebody of 100. I did meet my friend at Covent Garden, but I was just shuffling, and my back is still bad. It's a little bit better yesterday, just when I got home, but the pain, oh dear. She went, oh my God, you can't go to the show tonight. We managed to go to lunch because we had to sit down for that. I was just shuffling. And the thing was, because I was in pain, and then I was shuffling on, and I started getting really angry with myself. I was like, oh, for God, because I knew that if I tried to cross the road, you know, I had to be careful. There was no traffic, because I couldn't move any quicker than I was going, like a little shuffle along the road. And also my back, every couple of steps, it did it this morning. Sometimes I park outside the station. I mean, we can't do that at the moment, so I've had to walk right the way across the car park to get to where I am in Phoenix, and I've just been limping the whole way across and going out, because it just keeps going. If you hear me on air today and I go ow, that's because my back is just like. So anyway, that was my afternoon yesterday. So I had all these plans. I'm going to walk around the shops. It's London, the lights, oh, it's just, and I didn't even go in there for my back. I got in there to have a scan on my head, and laying on the table that goes through or whatever it is for the MRI is what's put my back out. Oh, it's so embarrassing. I mean, my back keeps going anyway. It just does this on a like sporadic basis where it just goes like that. I make this noise. It's like ow. Sorry, don't do that, Michelle. Sorry. That was actually a genuine ouch. I'll try my best not to do that down the microphone too much today, but I thought I'd just share that with you, because I just thought it was funny, and also I was angry and getting, you know, when you want to cry, because your impact is, I mean, I'm lucky, obviously. I mean, people in far worse condition than me. But you know when you want to cry because you just think, I can't walk along. It was that. I was mumbling to myself, walking along, and oh, I was meant to be going to the theatre. I can't walk properly. I can't get down the stairs at the station, and I can't get up myself. So when I came home, just to finish the story, I managed to go from Covent Garden to, where did I go, to King's Cross, and then I managed to get on the line. So you literally just went on to the Mile End and then just got off at Mile End, walked across and got on the train to Upminster. So I was... that was it. I was like, don't have to do anything else. No more stairs. Except when I got to Upminster, I did have to go up some stairs, but I managed to do that. But, oh, no, what a nightmare. Anyway, it's not going to affect the show. The show's going to be all right. I had to tell somebody. I just have to tell you lot. What a palaver.
I'm flowing to you like water. Yeah, my body swaying side to side. Time to take myself.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
I'm straight.
That was Every Day I Love You, Less and Less. Not pretty cheerful. Kaiser Chiefs. Here is Ewan McFarlane. This is You've Wasted. Oh, sorry, You're Wasted on Me. Not You've Wasted on Me. That sounds a terrible name.
You wasted on me. And I know that you know this. My knuckles are white from holding on far too tight. Will you come for me? Or will you run from me? I've been up all night, I've been wondering what I'd do if I
song snuck in a little bit quickly. I'm just having a look for some extra details on Cormac Thompson, who I'm going to be interviewing. Just have a little nosy around. It's got an amazing website, CormacThompson.com. Check it out. I'm ashamed. Because number one, I haven't got a website, and number two, this is really impressive and it's got lots of stuff. He's played at the Royal Albert Hall. Wow, just snuck that one in. I'd have that right at the top in big bold letters, Cormac, if you're listening. He's been on BBC Radio 2. He's just such an interesting young man. Young Chorister of the Year as well. And sung on the BBC, BBC One. Oh, wow. And the London Palladium on Britain's Got Talent. Wow. This is amazing. And he's still only 14. Just in case you think you haven't got your life sorted out, you're out there thinking, oh, I must, you know, I'm in my 40s or I'm 50s, I must get this sorted. He seemed to have got everything sorted by the age of 14 and still going strong. He's on his second album. Fantastic. That's amazing. Oh, my gosh. That makes me think I better crack on. I better crack on. I'm sort of sitting here and manoeuvring myself in my chair. Have you heard my story earlier? MRI scan for my head. It's put my back out. I don't know why I'm laughing for, because the pain keeps shooting. I'll tell you where it shoots. Into the left side, my hip, and down into the buttock. Just thought I'd give you that image, just in case you wanted to know what it's like. A bit like, you know, if you've had sciatica, you'll know. It's horrendous. So sciatica is just that pain that just keeps giving. And you're like, what can I do? This is awful. You can get tablets and stuff from your doctors, which helps with the nerve pain. But yeah, that is not good. There we go. But a few people thinking this is good, you know, did laugh about my unfortunate incident with MRI scanner. Yeah, there you go. Alison, if you're listening out there, it only could happen to me. Only could happen to me. Let me know how far you're getting with your Christmas shopping. It's coming up really, really quickly. I've still got quite a bit to do. I have, I've got a few bits and pieces, but I've still got a lot, and I'm starting to. You know, you feel a little bit sick about, oh, I haven't got things sorted. I mean, one year, I think I'd just like to say I'm not buying anyone any presents. Not that I begrudge it, but just go no presents for you because I'm going on a cruise. And just go on a cruise or something. So I've always fancied doing, not a cruise in particular, although I wouldn't mind, but, you know, at Christmas, just go somewhere warm. Be nice, just for a change. Ow! Sorry. Sorry, I keep going, ow, that's my back. Keep on moving, Michelle. Oh, ties me into this song by Soul to Soul. Keep on moving.
This
That is Soul to Soul. We'll have some more new music coming up in a while. Let's get some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, on to the roads. Now, there are problems on the M25. Saw them this morning as you're trying to come off to get to Brook Street roundabout, but in all directions, actually, at the moment. So avoid it if you can. It's eased off a little bit, but coming from Lakeside, you're going to hit the traffic jam and getting onto the roundabout there. It's because lane closed to entry due to long-term construction on the M25, anti-clockwise, junction 28, A12, Brentwood, Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays. As far as I can see, there's only, they've just got a little bit of the road squeezed a bit. I don't know why it's causing so much of a problem there, because you've got traffic lights. I've got no idea why it's such a problem. They need to get that sorted, because the building work, which is going on the Harold Wood side, is going to be ongoing for a couple of years, which is making it a nightmare for everybody. If you can avoid the area, do yourself a favour, maybe come off at the junction before and then go round the back and come out on Nags Hill Lane. You can get into Brentwood that way. Wilson's Corner, not too much of a problem. You've got, if you're heading away from Brook Street roundabout, if you can get onto it, it's not looking too bad going down to all the way down to Lakeside. Up to the M11 is fine, and the A12 is running pretty good as well. Can't see any major problems on the roads, but there'll be more traffic and travel in an hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Here's the brand new one from Adam Wed. This is Pink Dinosaurs. Still.
Nothing on earth had felt so goddamn real. Driving a 20 in a 60 zone. Doing my best to safely get you home. And then you ask me, why do some people hurt? I said, I don't know, no need to be afraid. Farm for another day, with the sheep and the goats on the swings, you have a play. If I could bottle this up and keep it forever, I would. Picnic adventures in your neighborhood. And then you ask me, why do some people. Questions right before you sleep. We're doing our best to meet your every need. At times we're not okay, but this life is what we make. Just like your mother, you're dancing around the room. My boy, like your father, you sing to a different tune. Tomorrow morning, you wake me up at 5. We'll make porridge faces with bananas for the eyes.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Phoenix FM.
I don't want to wake up dreaming days for two. I wish I'd fallen in love, 'cause I got a plane ticket just for. Tell you I've been feeling so alone. I've been trying to do it on my own. Everywhere I go with you, be home. Everywhere I go, I wish I was in Valencia with you. Sun is shining, we got nothing left to prove. You turn my skies into a corner from my blue.
Love.
always good to hear a bit of a Nirvana. That is In Bloom, and it's going to go from one extreme to the other. That's Nirvana, and then we're going to have a little bit of Bananarama with their brand new track, which is called Feel the Love. I reckon it would be probably a good gig to go and see Bananarama. They had some classic hits. I mean, like Cruel Summer, Robert De Niro's Waiting, I Heard a Rumour, all of those tracks. And it's, I mean, I'd like to go and see him. I'm not sure. Is it just the two of them? Because there was three. Then there was another. One of them left and somebody came back. Then somebody left again and they had a replacement. And then the original girl went back. But I'm not sure if it's just the two of them or if there's three of them at the moment. I don't know. I'm trying to quickly have a look at the website so I can tell you. But I can't remember. It's two of them, yeah. But they did have the third member that went back. You remember her? But I don't know. I think, yeah, by the looks of it, it's just two of them. They both look, do you know what? I'm not sure how old they are, but they look phenomenal. I mean, they always did. They're always really, but they just look incredible. Wow. And still creating music. I love that. What a privilege to be able to do that. Yeah. What have they got? They've got gigs. What have they got on? They've already sold out the London Palladium in April. Two nights in the London Palladium. There's another night on the 6th. So they've got three nights in the London Palladium. And the third one, they've still got tickets. That's on the 6th of April. And then they've got one at the Mighty Hoopla at Brockwell Park on the 1st of the 6th, 24. And then the 80s Classical Millennium Square in Leeds in July at the moment. So they've got, you can go on the webpage, look at bananarama.co.uk if you want to go and see them live. Here they are with their brand new one, Feel the Love.
Feel the breeze, hear it dancing through the trees. Stay.